America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Do you know that there is certain technologies that young people just don't want to use? And I'm not talking about the old 12-inch black and white TV you have out in the garage because you just really haven't thrown it out yet. No. Even some of these newfangled gadgets that scare the living heck out of anyone over 45 years old. These youngins that kind of invented all this stuff, they just don't want to use certain things. Millennials. We've talked a lot about millennials on the show recently, whom the Pew Research Center defines as the generation born between 1981 and 1996, are in the headlines everywhere for their tendency to stay glued to their smartphones, share the details of their lives on social media, and make or break the next hot app. But even tech-obsessed millennials don't love every piece of technology equally. So here we go. Some of the platforms and thingamabobbers that they just do not want. The first one, dumb phones. A recent Pew report found that 85% of Americans aged 18 to 29 own a smartphone. Among young adults, a smartphone is considered an essential because it enables users to complete all kinds of tasks that the typical dumb or feature phone is not up to. This is everything from the basics of easily accessing the internet or checking email inboxes to an array of other tasks like sending emojis to friends. Because you know what, folks, when you're trying to hold down a job and build a life, there's nothing more important than finding time to select emojis, right? Wow. Exchanging GIFs via Facebook Messenger, sharing videos on Snapchat, uploading photos to Instagram, getting turn-by-turn driving directions, streaming videos, and playing an endless rotation of games that get progressively more advanced and addictive. When do they have time to work? But last year, Laura Stampler reported for Time that a minority of millennials still use flip phones and other feature phones. Oh, the horror. And most of these users aren't inching to upgrade to a smartphone anytime soon. Forrester Research found that 15% of 18 to 24-year-olds and 13% of 25 to 34-year-olds didn't use a smartphone as their main phone in 2014. Wow. A few feature phone users whom Stampler interviewed cited email, Facebook, and a connection to the internet as a distraction. What, you know what? Good. I'm actually glad to hear this. Do we have to be glued to email and Facebook all day long? Think about where you work. Aren't you just sick of Facebook? Facebook can cause a lot of trouble in the workplace. And you know what? Even employers have thrown up their hands. Hey, it's here. What are we going to do about it? Because they're back in the corner offices, and they're on Facebook all day as well. That's why. Others noted that smartphones can cost hundreds of dollars, and anyone with a data plan knows how expensive they can get. And because you can do less on a dumb phone, its battery life is likely to last longer than, say, that of an iPhone 6. I know people that still have the old flip phone, and they text, and they email. They're getting the job done. They don't email from the phone. They text, but they're getting the job done. The next thing that millennials just hate to deal with, ebooks. Michael S. Rosenwald recently reported for the Washington Post that digital natives prefer reading in print. Textbook makers, bookstore owners, and groups that conduct surveys of college students all say that millennials strongly prefer to read printed books rather than ebooks for both leisure and for learning. All of a sudden, I'm starting to respect millennials more. A preference that's somewhat surprising given millennials' tendency to consume most other content digitally. A study of digital textbooks at the University of Washington found that a quarter of students purchased the print version of e-textbooks that were given for free. And Naomi S. Barron, an American university linguist, says that some of the drawbacks of reading e-books are that people tend to skim the content they read on screens, distractions are inevitable, and comprehension suffers when reading an e-book versus a printed book. Rosenwald noted that Pew Report shows the highest print readership rates are among people aged 18 to 29. Now, if that's the case, why are bookstores in trouble? All right, we had Borders Books. They went by the wayside. There were two bookstores I loved in New York City. There was a Barnes & Noble up by Lincoln Center, not far from Central Park. There was another one. There was a Borders Bookstore right next to Madison Square Garden. Two excellent, great, terrific bookstores. They are both gone. But wait a minute. I think the 50 and up crowd, they're not reading all these things on these e-readers. And we're seeing here now, Pew is proving that millennials, they're not running to read these things either. 18 to 29, it's the highest print readership rates. So why? What is it? Barnes & Noble has the Nook. Amazon has the Kindle. And they were pretty much obsolete as soon as the iPad came out because you can do so much more and it was in color and all that. Okay, have you ever tried to read a book on any electronic device? I'll qualify this by saying I didn't do it on a tablet and I didn't do it on an e-reader per se. I have a phone. My smartphone is one of the larger ones. It's a Galaxy. I had to read a book to prep for an interview for the show. Because if somebody's coming on and they wrote a book, I want to read the book first. I want to know what I'm talking about when they're on, okay? So there I am. They had forwarded me the book. I'm reading the book on my phone. So I'm doing it at night as I'm lying in bed. So there I am, and you know I'm staring up and I'm holding my phone. And after a while, my eyes are just getting so tired and the eye strain. And even after I finished reading for 45 minutes and I put the phone down, I close my eyes and I still have that apparition, you know, like that ghosty apparition of light of the square. You know, like when you look at something bright and you close your eyes and you can still see it. And I gave up reading the book that way. I got through about maybe half the book and I went to the bookstore and just bought it so I could still prepare properly for the interview. Do people really want to stare at these things and have them glean at them with this bright light all the time? I don't know. Anyway, what's the next one is landline phones. These are things that millennials, young people in general, really don't want to use. Now, this one is pretty obvious. I know that a lot of people, even my own parents who are in their 70s, are thinking of ditching the landline phone and just using the cell phone because it's cheaper. Our next door neighbor 10 years ago got rid of her landline phone and only had a cell phone. Among ages 25 to 29, 66% reported living in a house without a landline, while 60% in the 30 to 34 age group live in a house without a landline. The survey found that the percentage of millennials living in homes without landlines is higher than for adults in the U.S. overall, with approximately 41% of households nationwide going landline-free. Doesn't that just make sense, though, for all of us? Why are we paying for all of this phone access? If our entire life is now going through this magic box in our pockets, through our phone, why are we bothering to pay to have a hard line in the house? How often do you find yourself using your landline? I would imagine not as much as you used to, and you probably use your cell phone twice as much, if not more than that. The next one, online advertising. Young people don't like online advertising. I don't know who does. To be fair, no one likes online ads. Thank you. But it seems that millennials like them least of all. Marketers are increasingly reporting that millennials don't respond well to traditional online marketing strategies. What are traditional online marketing strategies? Can we stop for a second? Have you ever clicked on an ad on Facebook or on Twitter? Thank you. Do you remember when it would be pushed off to the side and you really couldn't see it unless you were looking for it? And now they include it in the news feed. Mark Zuckerberg got smart. I wonder if you really went to some of these corporations that are spending millions of dollars advertising with these social media companies. How much revenue are they really generating? Social media is supposed to be free. It's liberating. It's us coming together as a people in one cause to be social with each other and to share dopey pictures and dopey riddles and everything else. We don't want that commercialization being pushed upon us. Really? How many people are actually clicking on things from social media and buying things? Do you base your buying choices because of an ad you saw on Twitter or on Facebook? Really? The next one, traditional television. Many millennials like watching TV, but as VentureBeat's Tom Chitterer reported last year, they really like watching TV on anything other than a TV. 44% of millennials at the time watch TV on desktop computers. Do they even own those anymore? 49% on tablets. And a full 31% of millennials watch TV on a smartphone, which is surprising given the smaller screen size. All right. What came around, I don't know, what was it, 2007? We got ours, was one of the first ones out. The big screen HD TV. We don't even call it HD TV anymore because it's commonplace. All of a sudden, you have this flat screen mounted above your fireplace, and you have pictures that are crisper and more beautiful than anything since television was invented back in the late 1930s. And now all of a sudden you're going to forego that when just when those things are getting somewhat affordable so you can stare at a show or a movie on a 3.5-inch screen?
Really?
I don't understand that at all. I think it's because there is a certain age group, and millennials, that's the group. Everything they do is through these phones. Their life is through the phone. They shop through the phone. They converse. They socially interact with each other over the phone. So why not just simply do that? These phones, these tablets, they are becoming extensions of our bodies. And they are with us 24/7. So when every single thing you do goes through it, you gotta wonder, how good is this thing really for you after all? Things are changing, and they're changing quite rapidly. But it's interesting to see how these people, for which all media and everything is focused on, advertising, they're rejecting some things that you wouldn't think they would reject. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.